Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Aurion HR, human resource management so you don't have to, AurionHR.com, and the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members serve the ag community with new and used parts, NTPDA.com.
Friday means it's Jeff Pitts from City View. He's the managing editor there, and we get to talk about stuff going on in the metro this weekend into next week. And Jeffrey, it's happening, brother.
Hey.
Another day, another dollar and 50 cents.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, the inflation. It's gone up a little. Yeah, a little bit.
What's that saying, another day, another donut?
That's a police thing.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the police. Police say, another day, another donut.
What about dollars to donuts?
Dollars to donuts? That's another police thing. You know, they take their dollars, they buy donuts. Come on. It's the police.
That's not nice, Michael.
Just a stereotype. You know, if it weren't true, you know, nobody talk about that stuff.
What do you want to do this weekend?
You know what? Sleep would be nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, but...
Cross that off.
Yeah.
It's overrated.
It is overrated. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, why does somebody want to call me now? Anyway.
I like that ring.
Well, thank you. It's a ring that's familiar to everybody, as a matter of fact. You know? Anyway,
it's kind of... Yeah, it's catchy.
It is catchy.
Dun, dun, dun. How long's it go?
I don't know. We'll see. Clearly, before
that
we
should be your lead-in music.
Before we stepped into the studio, you know, I clearly forgot to turn off the old telephone.
Where's the worst place your phone can go off?
A funeral.
It happened to my dad the other day.
Really? Yeah. Funeral? Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't there to see it.
The other worst place is at about 3:30 in the morning, in bed. And your bride is sleeping soundly, and you go, "Oh, my phone's on silent. I've got everything turned down. Let me just hit this video to see what it is." And the video goes, "Wow!" And your bride comes out of bed about 6 feet.
Uh-huh.
She's, sorry. Never mind. Yeah. All right.
Oh, boy.
It's how we roll.
All right. Tonight. Friday night, the Charlie Daniels Band, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
There you go.
Hoyt Sherman Place.
Great venue. I am a fan of his music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie Daniels Band. You know, what a great venue for that.
Mm-hmm. It would be. Or will be.
Will be, yeah, mm-hmm. Tonight.
Tonight, 7:30. Also tonight, Eat Your Heart Out.
Yeah.
You heard of this?
No.
No. Play by Courtney Brown. Directed by Miranda Turner. Alice and Gabe are desperate to adopt a child. Mm. Nance, a single mom just starting to date, struggles to connect with their teenage daughter, Evie. Evie wishes her best friend, Colin, could fall for her rather than just trying to
fix it. Way too many people going on.
Too many people.
Yeah,
right. Eat Your Heart Out by Courtney Brown.
Yeah, go see it.
Tallgrass Theater tonight.
Tallgrass Theater runs through
middle April, right. I think.
A lot of people in that. Casting call was a big deal.
Yeah, it'd be a disaster.
Yeah, right.
I like the one-man plays. Right.
Yeah. It's easy. He's going to talk about something. All right. So
also, hockey tonight and this weekend. We got the Iowa Wild tonight and tomorrow. They play the Texas Stars in both games. The Des Moines Bucks are winding down. Second to last home game tonight against the Lincoln Stars. 7:05.
All right. Hockey.
Yep.
Hockey
playoff
town.
Push.
Yeah, here we go.
It's getting towards the end.
So the Wild's on tomorrow, too?
Yeah, the Wild play tonight and tomorrow.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yep. At 7 o'clock tonight and I think 6 o'clock.
No.
Yeah, 6 p.m. tomorrow.
6 p.m.?
Yeah, it's an early start time.
Well.
I wonder why. What's going on?
I don't know.
Hard telling. But there is the book festival.
Oh, there you
There's
go.
Been a lot of hoopla about
there
that.
There has been. There's been more hoopla about the Des Moines Book Festival.
I'm a book guy.
Yeah?
But I can't get excited. I can't imagine...
What
How
it's going to
be fun. I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm sure it will be.
They have authors there. They have music there. They have children's activities there.
Which would you rather go to? Book Festival or the 1968 Democratic National Convention?
Oh, I'd go to the 68 yeah, Democrat.
Me too.
That would be way cool. But I was alive then, and I remember the 68 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Oh, boy. That were a mess.
That was something.
Mm-hmm.
No, but so we're the, I didn't know this, but Des Moines is the eighth best city for book lovers.
Yeah?
Yep. According to Smart Asset in the year 2016.
Yeah, here's something interesting on a political bent, but I thought this was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know, many of the candidates that are running for president in 2020 have written books.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So what they're doing is they are joining book clubs in Iowa, and these book clubs meet. For example, Cory Booker has a book out, and so this book club in Iowa met, and Cory then live streams into the book club so that people can ask him questions about his book. Yeah, it is so Iowa, you know? I mean, where else are you going to do that? Maybe New Hampshire. I don't know. But it's kind of cool.
You in the book club?
I'm not. But I do know something, that the Urbandale Public Library is putting together a book club for women leaders.
Hmm.
And they have books, and you check these books out for like a month, and then you have women who gather together, and they talk about these leadership books for women. Urbandale
that?
Library.
I love the library. What's your favorite library?
Urbandale.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, you know, Franklin Library is pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Urbandale, you know, I thought when the internets came around.
Yeah.
That libraries would just go away.
They still have the internet?
I think, yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah. But they're just, like, better and bigger. And, yeah.
Kind of coffee shoppy now. And...
Yeah, it's the fireplaces, and you can kind of hang out. Yeah, I like them.
I'd say the Urbandale Library is probably my least favorite library. Yeah. They have the worst book sale. You know, they all are selling books all the time now. Cheaply.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a book collector. I don't know how that gets started, but anyway, West Des Moines Library is the best. I shouldn't say.
Oh, there you go.
Words out. Cheap, good books at all times.
All
almost.
Right.
Yep. For less than what you would pay in library fees, late fees.
Do you have late fees?
Well, not anymore. Now I buy the books.
So I took my granddaughter to the Urbandale Library the other day. Yeah. And so she wanted to check out a book. And so they ran her card, and they said, you owe us $27.50. Ooh, yeah.
That's not chump change.
No.
You have to pay it?
No. She has to pay it.
Oh. Or do you just never check out a book there?
No, she has to pay it. It's due. Pay up, Jovi.
How's she going to come up with that kind of cash?
She's going to work her little tuchus off. Yeah. She's going to clean my office. I'll give her a couple bucks, and yeah. Child labor laws do not exist in my home.
Wow. Yeah. She won't do that again. How long do you have to keep the book out? $27.
$27, yeah.
Man.
I know. Buy the book.
All right, amateur boxing. Iowa Golden Gloves boxing tournament's in town Friday, Saturday night at Bel Air Ballroom.
Kick his ass.
I'm not in the...
I know.
So, that's...
You know, it's yeah. So, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
The other day, I did an interview with a subject, and they were talking about something that happened at the Iowa legislature.
Okay.
And they've been working on this project for like 5 years,
yeah.
And it finally passed.
Yeah.
So, I'm in this interview, and so... Anyway, so I knew it was like 5 years,
yep.
And he stopped talking about how cool it was, and I said, what the hell took so long? I guess you're not used to having, you know, anyway. And I understand that clip aired on KXEL in Waterloo.
Did it?
So, yeah, so I guess you can say hell on the radio. I don't know what they say.
What did take so long?
It's the legislature. Come on. I mean, if it's every child in Iowa must have an Uzi, they'll pass that in like 30 seconds. You know, something good for the citizen. Yeah, it's going to take 5 years. Get out of here.
Uzi and a MacBook.
That's it.
Speaking of Uzis? Violence.
A gun show?
Nope.
Oh.
Even better. Okay, here's the hype. I like the hype, so I'm going to read
it. Okay, go.
Ronald Reagan said it was morning in America again.
Yeah?
But Cyndi Lauper just wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
Macintosh launched itself with an iconic Super Bowl commercial, and the Olympics were golden in L.A.
What year?
Punky Brewster found a home on NBC, and Alex Trebek put us all in jeopardy. What year? Olympics should be a clue.
82?
Four. The year was 1984, and it might be one of the most influential pop culture years ever, including a summer movie season. One of the most popular movies of that milestone year, The Karate Kid.
Wax on, wax off.
Yes. It's making its return to the Des Moines area for 2 days only, Sunday, March 31st, and Tuesday, April 2nd.
See, the hype was good on that. Mm-hmm. The hype was good on that.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was good, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I appreciate some good hype. Anyway, that's a Jordan Creek 20. I would kind of like to go, but I don't know. Karate Kid.
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it in the theater, though. All right, let's see. Summer, winter concert series at the Botanical Center. We've talked about that a lot.
Still that's going on.
Sunday, this is the last one. So Matt Woods is going. Also Sunday, and this kind of dovetails with the book festival. The library does the Avid series. You heard of this, where they have the authors come in and,
yes.
and give talks.
Yes.
So the first one of this summer season is Sunday. Yep.
All right.
At the Capitol Square. Anyway, next week. One actor, one writer, 1 week.
See, now this is the kind of play that we like.
That's right.
One actor. Yeah, all right.
It's even further simplified. For an evening of original theater as fresh as it comes. All right, so there's this one actor, one writer, 1 week. The idea is just 1 week earlier, teams consisting of one writer and one actor were randomly paired together and then given 1 week to create a 3 to 7 minute performance.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So that'll be on stage at the Stoner Theater.
That's creative.
It is. I bet it's good, too. Line dancing for beginners. Classes start at Valley Community Center.
Are they still doing that? Really?
You think they'll ever stop?
I don't know.
You ever line dance?
You know, real cowboys do not line dance.
No?
No. That's like one of the rules. No, that's one of the rules.
Really?
You can watch, but you do not do that. No. Now you can two-step, you can waltz, you can do all that kind of stuff. Line dancing? No.
Now that was kind of a political answer. That was not a flat denial. That was kind of like I asked, do you ever line dance? And you said, real cowboys don't line dance. You didn't actually deny it. You just kind of skirted the
issue. I'll deny it then. You know, I don't.
Categorically?
Yeah, I don't do that.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to start, first Monday of the month from 5 to 7 at the Valley Community Center.
Valley Community Center. Yep. Go learn how to line dance.
Yep.
But leave your spurs at home.
Yeah. Or not.
You never squat with your spurs on, you know.
No?
No. That hurts.
I bet. All right. And then one last thing. The Business Analytics Symposium is the premier analytics event in Iowa, designed for professionals in the field of analytics.
Oh, get out of here.
Yes.
Really?
See, the hype on this one's not as good as
not.
The Karate Kid.
No.
They need a different writer. So maybe they're writing to their audience.
So it's the analytics thing, and it has something to do with analytics.
Yep.
By folks that do
business
analytics.
Business analytics for people. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. 24 different breakout sessions across 8 tracks. This is Tuesday starting at 8 a.m.
Whoa, how many? Where?
24 different breakout sessions.
2 tracks?
8 tracks.
That's a lot of analytics.
This is the analytics. This is the premier analytic events in Iowa, it says. Designed for professionals in the field of analytics. Who work in finance, insurance, retail, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation.
Because you got to know what you got to know.
This isn't just any analytics, it says. This is cutting edge
cutting
analytics.
Edge. 2 plus 2 is 4.
So I'm not going to be there.
I won't be
there. So those are 8 a.m.
What? So
Tuesday.
So Tuesday, those of you who are into analytics,
We know where you'll be.
Where is it at?
At the event center.
All right. We got to go. That's it?
That's it.
It's a wrap.
Man.
And we ended on a high note.
What was the highlight?
Wait. Analytics, man. I got to do it. I got to show up with my pocket protector, and I will go do the analytics thing, man. Yeah. Put a little tape on my glasses. Although, see, I'm making fun, and I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. Because we all, God's children need analytics.
That's true.
I can't do it. So somebody got to be doing it. That's Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Tuesday, 8 a.m.
Get your analytics
downtown.
All right. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, he is with CityView Magazine. He does this each week because CityView knows what to do when it comes to stuff going on in the metro. For Jeff Fitz and all the crew, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby does sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is none other than Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, evening, and beyond. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.